A BC Supreme Court decision has dismissed Zotzil First Nations' request for an injunction and judicial review of allowing an increase in the height of the Mount Polly Tailings Dam. The First Nation, located along the banks of the Fraser River between Quesnel and Williams Lake in central BC, expressed concern at the possible environmental risks and what they feel is a lack of free, prior and informed consent from the province in granting the mine the permits to raise the dam, citing the ongoing impacts of the 2014 Mount Polly disaster on their community. Zotzil First Nation filed a request for an injunction and judicial review in April, after the province had granted the mine the go-ahead to raise the dam in March. In June, Imperial Metals, the company which owns and operates Mount Polly Mine, agreed not to raise the tailings dam until the court decision on the injunction was made. The BC Supreme Court issued its ruling August 6 and determined the provincial approvals increase the height of the dam were fair and reasonable and were done with sufficient consultation with the Zotzil First Nation before the approvals were given. The court was satisfied with the level of engagement and consultation shown by the company with both First Nations and local communities. The same day, after the court decision was read, Imperial Metals said it will be moving ahead with raising the height of the mine's tailings storage facility or tailings dam. Zotzil First Nation issued a brief statement to say it is disappointed with the decision of the court, noting they will be reviewing it and exploring their options on possible next steps. In a press call after the decision, Brian Kinnich, president of Imperial Metals, stated the company is committed to working with both Williams Lake First Nation, WLFN, and Zotzil First Nation, having reached an impact agreement with WLFN. Kinnich said the company continues to work with Zotzil First Nation towards reaching a revised agreement with them as well. Zotzil First Nation relies heavily on salmon from the Quesnel River area, not having access to salmon from the Chilcotin River, which enters the Fraser River further downstream from Zotzil, while WLFN has access to the Chilcotin River salmon runs for its food fishery. Zotzil said the negative impacts to salmon in their territory means they have had to purchase salmon from other communities to have access to this traditional food. Kinnich said the company is keen on moving forward together with Zotzil. The First Nation also said they remain committed to participating in meetings in good faith to understand updates from Mount Polly and provide feedback and are hoping to work with the mine to ensure the expansion proceeds in the right way. When asked about what the company is doing to prevent any potential of a repeat of the Mount Polly mine disaster from August 4, 2014, Kinnich said many factors will help ensure this dam doesn't breach. On August 4, 2014, the Mount Polly Tailings Dam failed, releasing an estimated 25 million cubic meters of tailings and wastewater into Hazeltine Creek, with an estimated 18 million cubic meters reaching Quesnel Lake. This is the same facility that breached and devastated Zotzil's territory in 2014, the worst mining disaster on record. Its impacts are still harming our nation's rights, culture and way of life today, stated the release from Zotzil First Nation. Zotzil First Nation said because an environmental assessment was not completed for the proposed expansion project, the project has been approved without answering any of the big picture questions on the potential long-term impacts. They said many community members are no longer able to fully or meaningfully exercise their Aboriginal title and rights due to the direct and indirect restriction of access to sacred sites, the land, traditional foods and medicines or engage in cultural and spiritual practices since the failing of the tailings dam in 2014. The nation expressed a concern over potential increased cancer risk as a result of the breach and ongoing fear and trauma. Kinnich said the cause of the failure was determined, and design regulations have been updated to help ensure the dam's stability. He said design regulations have been updated, and an independent engineering review panel will also be helping to oversee the ongoing dam design. A lot more has been put into it, he said. There will be way more buttress, added Kinnich. A buttress is a structural support holding up the downstream side of the dam's embankment. A lot more work, a lot more review into this dam, he said. Kinnich said a comprehensive environmental monitoring program has also been put together to continue to gather information on the long-term impacts resulting from the previous tailings breach. The mine also conducts monitoring of its ongoing discharge of wastewater into Quesnel Lake. The mine was issued a permit amendment by the province to allow the mine water discharge to continue into 2025. The Quesnel River Research Center, operated by UNBC, has been doing some independent research on changes to the aquatic environment resulting from the input of the tailings into the lake ecosystem, as well as the ongoing wastewater output from the mine. So far, the research has shown some potential for impacts when sediments are disturbed during seasonal lake turnover, resuspending mine tailings contaminants like copper and phosphorus. Mount Polly Mine Effluent Permit Extended for Discharge into Quesnel Lake. Quesnel River Research Facility, a likely story. In his press call, Kinnich said the company is still waiting on a permit approving an expansion of the mine into phases 5 and 6, which the company is calling the Springer Expansion Project. "We're in line and we're anticipating that permit in the very near future," he said, noting the mine is nearly mined out of the current phase of the Springer pit. "While today's decision gives us some clarity, we're not completely out of the woods," said Kinnich. Mount Polly Mine employs around 390 people and is expecting to produce 25-27 million pounds of copper and 35,000 to 40,000 ounces of gold in 2025. Quesnel Lake is a major fishing and recreational destination in the region and province. It is home to the community of Likely, BC, on its southwestern end. A Jalisky Lodge is one of the deepest fjord lakes in the world and is also an area where industrial logging and other mining activity is ongoing. The area surrounding the lake is home to a few remaining endangered mountain caribou and endangered salmon runs using both the lake and its tributaries. Editor's note: this story has been updated to include additional details from Tsotsil First Nation, with files from Austin Kelly, Andy Mullins and Monica Lam-Yorsky.